Everything you can imagine is real. Pablo Picasso. Press play to begin the Velveteen Rabbit.
Right.
Ugh, finally. Can I start now, slowpokes?
On your mark. Get set. Go!
Ooh, a robot! I've seen these on television.
It's computer operated.
How does it work?
There must be some instructions on the package.
Yes. Here they are.
Ooh, it looks complicated. Your mother will have to explain it to you.
Oh, will I?
I want to see what else I've got. Oh,
it's an old-fashioned bear. Doesn't even use batteries.
I used to have one just like it.
What happened to it?
Who knows? It got thrown out, I guess.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, look! Toy soldiers! The uniforms are the same, but the faces are all different.
There's more.
Wow! And toy clowns! Their faces are all different, too.
I think you've missed something.
I did? Where is it?
Try behind the tree.
To go into the garden early in the morning and watch the rabbits play.
He's almost real looking. And so soft and smooth. Feel him, Mother.
Oh, he's a cuddly one, all right.
And he doesn't even have to be assembled.
Sometimes the simplest things are best, after all.
The easiest, at least.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh, darling.
Thanks, Dad. Toys.
It's been a long day, son.
Time for bed.
Already? But I'm not even sleepy. Besides, I want to play with my new toys.
Let me tuck you in. The toys will still be here tomorrow.
I guess I am getting just a little tired.
Come along.
Thank you. coast is clear.
Oh, it's lovely. Can we
come on?
Settle down! Clown, cut the giggling.
Oh.
Take a load off your feet. That means sit down.
Oh.
I'm the skin horse. I'm here because I'm tough. And I'm gonna tell you how this nursery works. And you're gonna listen. Robot, one beep out of ya, and I'll program you to take a walk in the pond. Anyone else have any objections? Nursery magic may be wonderful, but it also has rules. First, no one gets out of the toy box until lights have been out for half an hour. Once you're out, no one leaves the boy's room. Ever. The boy's bed is off limits. You hear a noise, even a light footstep, it's double time. Back in the box and keep your mouth shut. During the day, you do whatever the boy tells you and you go wherever the boy takes you. Sometimes he may take you to the living room, which is west of here. Sometimes he may take you out to the garden. But if you're very, very lucky, he may even take you to bed to be cuddled.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds nice.
Any questions?
What happens if I slip a gear?
Or if my wind-up handle gets stuck?
Or if my arm gets broken?
Or if my paint fades?
Oh,
Everybody, sometimes you're repaired. Sometimes you're just left in the box. And sometimes you go to the ash can.
What's the ash can?
When toys are thrown away, that's where they go.
Then what?
They're hauled off with the rest of the trash, and we never see them again. Everybody!
Who would throw away a bear that marches as if she were real?
Soldiers and clowns are collector's items. Nobody'd throw us away. We're special.
Surely not an expensive toy like me. I'd be worth repairing.
Lines. Straight lines.
things like chicken. Surfaces so bright and shining, and within a silver lining. Toys, metallic toys of plastic, driven by batteries and elastic. Red and green and steely blue, see what wonders we can do. Go me! It's my birthday!
Christmas children, always settle for toys that are on their mantle.
Watch me shake it!
You'll rust if you step in puddles.
What about a toy that cuddles?
When you talk, nobody listens. Beauty is what's sharp and glistens. Those with taste and those with vision. Value toys made with precision. Touch us, hear us, and behold us. Do most anything but hold us. Don't you see the point I'm proving? When you're real, your parts are moving.
That's the point that we are proving. When you're real, your parts are moving!
Well, if there was a loose one, I have never had. Oh my goodness, I feel like it's my favorite activity.
Excuse me, Mr. Skin Horse? This thing about being real, I don't understand.
Come here, young feller. I'll set you straight about this real business.
Isn't real when your
parts are moving?
Real isn't how you're made.
Oh, it isn't?
It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really, really loves you, then you become real.
Does it happen quickly, like being wound up, or a little at a time?
Oh, it doesn't happen quickly, like being wound up. It takes a long time.
But how do you know?
The boy's father made me real a long, long time ago. It doesn't happen often, but you'll know when it does. You may be loose in the joints and not too purdy, but once you're real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand.
We all look so beautiful and so real. Especially the way they move.
I've seen them come and go, young feller. All those mechanical toys. They think that they're the cat's pajamas. Briefly, so do the boys. But then the boys get tired of them all. They are not real. Nobody's loved their coat off here, you can feel.
I'm just an ordinary rabbit with a velveteen coat. I do not have a stick-out handle. I doubt if I can float. I'd like to grow up to be warm and smooth, rather like you. So, Mr. Skin Horse, tell me, what do I do?
Once I sported a coat of sorrel, I was only a colt. Then the boy's father grabbed me one day, that was really a joke. But then he came to kinda like me lots.
Didn't it hurt?
Oh, it didn't really matter, so what it hurt? You only hurt if you can also feel. That is lesson number one.
Only hurt.
That is lesson number one.
If you can also feel.
That is lesson number one in being real.
Oh, Somebody's coming! Everybody back in the box! On the double!
Doesn't it get stuffy in that box?
Oh, I bet it does.
All right. Playtime now, then bedtime. Deal?
To play. I kind of thought you did.
Ooh, would you like me to make some tunnels for you in the covers?
Just like real burrows, see?
Let's pretend you're real.
When a toy's being held in his arms, I can close my eyes. And I realize nothing is as sweet as being loved. When he swings me around in the sky, he thinks I'm a bird. Maybe you have heard rabbits made of velveteen. Anyone can buy if they're lucky. Loved, they can even fly. When a child hugs me close in the night, then I close my eyes and I realize when you're loved, then everything's alright. When the boy pours his heart out to me, all he's dreamed and planned, and I understand all his dreams and possibilities. Growing up can be hard for a boy. When he feels alone, he knows I'm his own rabbit made of velveteen. Who will never tell secret he tells me? I keep secrets well. When a toy's being hugged through the night, then I close my eyes and I realize when you're loved, then everything's
Ah. How long does he stay away when he goes swimming?
He won't be gone long. But in the summer, when the water is warm, he could be gone for over an hour. Meanwhile, we can enjoy the sun.
Ooh, look at the way it gleams off my polished surfaces.
How impressive!
Good heavens! What's happened to you?
Why, nothing. What do you mean?
Why, just look at yourself. You've lost your whiskers.
Oh!
The pink lining in your ears has turned gray. Your brown spots have faded. And you've lost your shape.
I beg your pardon?
Other than that, you look terrific. Have a good day.
Do I really look that bad?
It doesn't matter. You were once beautiful, your ears were clean and splendid, your coat of velveteen. Though you're no longer proper and not too prim, you'll still be beautiful to him.
Though my small button eyes have lost their sheen, and soiled is my coat of velveteen. Though my mouth has come loose and looks rather grim, I'll still be beautiful to him.
Everybody, everybody knows, time can change and rearrange the things, it passes as it goes.
All the stuffing I've lost will not be missed.
That happens when you've been hugged and kissed.
Though my velveteen coat has worn rather thin,
you'll still be beautiful.
I'll still be beautiful.
You'll
still be beautiful.
Better now.
Don't pay attention to the robot. It may look good and sound good, but it's just a pile of high-tech junk. Pay attention to the boy. The boy knows.
Oh, the most wonderful thing happened. Last night, when I was half asleep, the boy's mother picked me up off the bureau and started to put me in the toy box. The boy sat up in bed and stretched out his hands. "Give me my bunny," he said. His mother said, "Fancy all that fuss for a toy." Then he said, "You mustn't say that. He isn't a toy. He's real."
Congratulations.
Yes.
Did that tell you? Once that happens, you can't become unreal again. It lasts for always.
But is it true? Am I real the way you said?
Not so quickly, I suspect, but it's a very good sign.
I'm so happy! Woohoo!
I'm not an ordinary rabbit made of velveteen. Hippity hop, I'm something special.
I know just what you mean. Clippity clop, will you just look? I'm dancing. Wow,
how great we feel.
This is lesson number one in being real.
Look!
They look like you, but they can move.
They're so furry and brand new. They must be very well made. Their seams don't show at all.
Look at the way they change shape when they move. 1 minute, They're long and thin, and the next minute, fat and bunchy, instead of always staying the same, like us.
Hmm. I don't see any clockwork sticking out of them.
Oh, speaking of clocks, it's getting late, and I have an appointment with a very unhappy clown who needs cheering up. Oh, I don't know how these toys would ever get along without me.
Oh, don't leave now. Stay here and look at those rabbits. They're so beautiful.
Whee!
Too much leaping for an old horse like me. I'm heading back to the nursery. Why don't you join me?
No, I think I'll stay.
Being celibate creatures. Rabbits love to nibble on a lettuce leaf or endive. Rabbits are so happy just because we're alive. Rabbits like to gnaw upon a carrot soup or a sprout. Rabbits are contented, we know what life's about. Rabbits, rabbits must be wary and alert. Rabbits like to dig and tunnel in the dirt deep down. When we see a shadow passing silently, we know there's a bird of prey up there, so we keep down. Rabbits must beware the fox, the snake, the trap, and the gun. Yet we do not worry because we have so much fun.
Like it.
Ugh, it's as easy as anything. Woo, woo, woo-hoo-hoo! I don't think you can.
I can! I can jump higher than anything!
Can you hop on your hind legs?
I don't want to.
He hasn't got hind legs. A rabbit without any hind legs.
I have got hind legs. I'm sitting on them.
Then stretch them out and show me. Like this. Woo, woo-hoo-hoo, wee, woo-hoo-hoo. Just as I thought. You're not a real rabbit at all.
Are you all right?
I can't stop coughing.
I was wondering if you had a sea lion in bed with you. They sometimes sound that way.
No, Mother. It's just my bunny. I hope he doesn't get sick, too.
Oh, don't worry. The doctor will be here any minute now. Daddy's already called.
My throat is so sore.
Oh, there's been a lot of flu around. But the doctor will know what to do.
Hello?
Oh, doctor, you're so nice to come over, especially at this time of night.
Ah, I came through the backyard. I'm only a few houses down. You took his temperature?
Yes, it's 104.
Well, now, young man, let's see what the problem is. Feeling a little under the weather, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Here, sit up a moment, will you?
Let's have a listen to your heart.
How long has he been coughing?
It started early this morning, but it's been getting worse.
Ever cough like this before?
No, never this bad.
Here, stand up a moment for me. All right. Open wide now. Wider than that. That's a boy. Hey, it's dark in there. Can you get the back of your tongue down for me just a little lower? All right, there we go. Good job. Now, let's check out those ears.
Could it be Hoopincoff?
I doubt it, but you can never be sure. Good job. Lean forward a bit while I check your back.
All right.
Well, young man, it sounds like it might be viral pneumonia. We'll take some tests at the hospital just to be sure. I'll call ahead so they'll be expecting you, but I will follow you in my car. I'll have your mom and dad pack your things and...
Wait! My rabbit! Don't forget my Velveteen Rabbit!
No. Stay in bed. What did you think it is, Doctor?
I'll be sure after a few tests, but based on the congestion in his chest, I suspect he may have viral pneumonia.
Viral pneumonia? Oh my, that sounds serious.
Oh, it looks like we've caught it early, but it is contagious. He'll get proper care at the hospital. That toy, has he had it in bed with him long?
Yes, he never sleeps without it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. He can't take it to the hospital. In fact, I would play it safe and discard it right away.
Oh, Doctor, I don't understand. He loves this bunny.
It could be contaminated with the virus. It really should be thrown away and the sheets need to be sterilized.
If you think it best.
He may be upset for a while, but you can always get him another toy. And we really don't want to run the risk of another infection.
Potato peelings, old bottles and cans. Oh, guess you can see how old toys wind up all my dreams and my plans. This is what comes of nursery magic. I haven't a friend. This is how toys and playthings come to an end.
Little Rabbit, don't you know who I am? I am the Nursery Magic Fairy. I take care of all the playthings that children have loved. You know, when they are old and worn out and children don't need them anymore, then I come and turn them into real.
But wasn't I real before?
You were real to the boy because he loved you.
Really?
Now, you shall be real to everyone. Yoo-hoo! Ooh, hello. I brought you a new playmate. you must be very kind to him and teach him all he needs to know about Rabbitland, for he is going to live with you forever and ever. Run. Run and play, little rabbit. Bye-bye.
Marching bear and the toy soldiers and the skin horse.
Everything is just the way you left it.
I'd give them all up if I could just have my bunny back.
Oh, darling.
I'm sorry, but it was doctor's orders.
You'll always have the memory. Sometimes that's all we have left of people and things we've loved.
Oh, look! Out in the yard! Two bunnies! Two real ones! They don't seem to be scared of us. Well, maybe the white one is, a little bit. But the one that's brown and white doesn't seem to be at all. And he's so beautiful.
Why, it's almost as if he were tame.
He looks like my old Christmas bunny. See? The brown and white spots are all in the same places. Look at him wiggle his nose at us. And kick up his hind legs. My old bunny couldn't do that. But still, they look so much alike. Even to the pink in their ears.
Come on, folks. I'll whip us up some lunch,
You know, it does look a little like your Velveteen Rabbit.
It does. It really does.